Good morning, and welcome back to your morning conversation. I'm Jeremy Werner. Joining us this morning is St. Joseph's Symphony President Barry Burr. Barry, just for our listeners this morning to help set the scene, I want you to go back to the month of March, because if my memory serves right, that's when the search began for a new conductor for the St. Joseph's Symphony, and unfortunately it coincided with the pandemic. Is that correct?
Well, actually, the search for a new music director conductor began last fall in September and October of 2019, after the outgoing music director conductor gave us a one-year notice. And we, in conjunction with Missouri Western State University, began a search for a replacement. And it was a joint search because the university and the symphony had shared this position, two-thirds of the salary and two-thirds of the time commitment went to the university, one-third of the salary and one-third of the time commitment went to the symphony. However, because of the university's financial problems, In March, the university withdrew from the search, and so we had to start the search over, in effect. So in that sense, we did begin or re-begin the search in March. So at the same time we were doing that, we also were, as along with everybody else, entering the brunt of the pandemic and its impact on our economy with shutdowns and quarantines and so forth. We ended up having to cancel our last two symphony concerts of the season in March and in April. And we also canceled two of our chamber music concerts as well. So we're looking forward to, that's kind of where we are. That brings us up to date. We're searching for a new music conductor, music director, conductor. That search is beginning to bear fruit. We've had 14 applications from actually across the country, both coasts, California and in New York City. And we've had applicants sending us their materials. So that search is underway. We hope to arrive at two finalists by this coming December. Our plans include the holding of two audition concerts, full symphony concerts, in March and in April of 2021, at which these two finalists will audition, will conduct the orchestra. And prior to that, in December, we are planning a Christmas or a holiday concert also. And that is something we've been doing for a long time at the Missouri Theater, and our plan is to continue to do that in December if conditions allow, if the pandemic is eased up enough for us to hold a concert in December.
Is it possible that that concert, as well as the search for a new conductor, will get pushed back again?
Yeah. Who knows? I mean, anything can happen. And the pandemic has already foiled the plans of millions a couple of times now. And there's nothing that says it couldn't happen again. But for right now, I mean, all we can do is to proceed as if we're going to be able to complete what we're starting, because we have really no other choice. If something were to happen and we were unable to hold the Christmas concert or the holiday concert in December, then obviously we would cancel that. And if we are somehow unable to continue with the search, or it's not possible for candidates to travel to us to interview in the final stages of that process. And of course, we'd have to push it all back. But for right now, our hope is that we will be able to continue as planned.
Barry, I'm curious, what is it that the symphony wants and is looking for in a conductor?
We want someone who, first of all, knows classical music inside and out and has great technical skill in conducting. We also would prefer that our next conductor have a facility and at least one a musical instrument, whether it's a violin or a viola or cello or bass or piano or some other instrument. And above and beyond all of that, we want someone who is able to convey enthusiasm for the mission of the symphony and who is completely sold on the relevance of classical music and its ability to reach, to heal, and to inspire those who listen to it.
Barry, you mentioned earlier that coast to coast, people have been applying to be the next conductor of the St. Joseph Symphony. So I'm curious, what is it that you think is so alluring about the job as well as the city?
I think basically it's two things. I think one thing is that it is a professional orchestra that is able to draw from a large body of musicians in the Kansas City metropolitan area and throughout this region. And the second thing is, this is becoming an increasingly, up until the pandemic, mobile society where conductors feel no qualms about traveling hundreds, even some cases thousands of miles to lead an orchestra across the country or on the other side of the ocean for a series of concerts and then go back to home base and then come back out again and conduct the next go-around. I think that's one of the reasons why we're seeing more of that. I'm not suggesting that would be ideal for our position. We would prefer someone who is already living in the region, living in, say, the Kansas City area, or maybe a little bit further south, or a little bit north, maybe up in Omaha, who would know the region, know the area, understand some of our ways and so forth, and also be available to us on a regular basis where we could count on that person to do appearances for us, to carry the message of classical music, the verbal message, to hold seminars, to hold appreciation dinners and lunches that would involve explaining and exhorting the beauties of classical music. So that's not to say that we would not consider the musicians from outside the area, especially if they're willing to travel here on a regular basis to help us and to conduct for us. And we've had some really good musicians apply. So we're pretty encouraged about that. This is kind of new to us also, having access to people from so far away and them being so eager to come here. We're excited about that.
We're talking with St. Joseph Symphony President Barry Burr. Barry, COVID-19 has forced a lot of events to go online. And while I hope this isn't the case, but if the pandemic is still raging later this winter and into early next spring, is it possible that the two finalists that the symphony picks will be conducting those concerts virtually?
We haven't really discussed it, but we have looked at doing digital concerts. We've already made some tentative plans in that area, or at least created alternatives for ourselves, using smaller bodies of musicians in select venues around the area to both highlight venues and to highlight the musicians. And so that's always a possibility. It's not optimal for us, because ultimately surveys will tell you that one of the big draws about a classical music concert is to hear the orchestra in person. There's just nothing quite like it. It's a sound that is so big, it's difficult to capture that kind of density in a rebroadcast or a digital format, even as good as the sound reproduction abilities are today. It's still difficult to capture the entirety of it that way. And so there's nothing like a live performance, and that's our preference by far, if we can do it. And we're hopeful that a few months down the road, this will have eased enough for people to come to us without fear, and to hear our concerts with joy, and to be inspired as we are by this kind of music.
A lot of small and local businesses have been hurting during this pandemic. And from my personal point of view, it seems like we hear a lot about the restaurants and retail businesses and small town America that are getting support from the community. But we don't hear a lot about the support that's going towards the art industry, whether it's a local movie theater or a concert or art house. So I'm curious, what has the community done to help out the St. Joseph Symphony?
Well, we get a lot of moral support, for one thing. We've had a lot of expressions of support. We've had also earlier this year, when we canceled our March and April concerts, people who had tickets for those events, including season ticket holders, have in the majority, given up any right they would have had to claim a voucher for those tickets and for future performances. They've surrendered the, if that's the right word, donated their purchase to the symphony for us to carry on the work. So I think of all the kinds of support we could get, that sort of support from people who are regular customers, who bought their tickets and then were unable to use their tickets for the performances that had been scheduled, have surrendered their tickets and not claimed any sort of refund. Some have, and we've honored that. But most have not. And they've let us know that they want us to keep the money. And so that's a measure of support that we deeply appreciate, and which is really very, very helpful for the symphony. We have also received support in the way of grants from some of our local organizations, one of which is a Northwest Missouri Community Foundation administered a grant, and the name of the funding organization escapes me now. It was just administered through the Northwest Missouri Community Foundation, which is going to actually help us underwrite the cost of doing a digital production or two, if it comes to that. So we're exploring other ways of doing what we do and getting support from the community in doing it. And another way that we have benefited, as have some other businesses and nonprofits, with the payroll protection program, we did receive a grant for that that helped us defray the costs of remaining completely open during this time when we might have had to shut down because of having to cancel two concerts.
Is there anything else that you want our listeners or the symphony concertgoers to know?
I think I've pretty well covered it. We're just excited about the symphony. It's been a very difficult time for all of us. We're not the only ones, but for other organizations as well, and certainly for businesses. But we're still excited about the future. We love what we do. And we love it that the community is still interested in us and is still supporting us. So we're excited about the future.
All right. Thank you for joining us this morning. That was St. Joseph Symphony President Barry Burr. And I'm Jeremy Werner, and this has been your Morning Conversation.